You're listening to the Morphology Podcast. Thanks for tuning into the Morphology Podcast, aka Murph here, to share interviews about biking experiences from cyclists who have pedaled to places all over. Each week, we'll get to know new people and explore new destinations to ride your bike. As you listen to these adventures, you may wonder, why haven't I done that yet? On this episode, I chat with Jonathan Kane from Tree Fund. Tree Fund, which stands for Tree Research and Education Endowment Fund, is a national nonprofit that, among many tree-related things, distributes scholarships to college students who are going into the tree care industry. Their biggest fundraiser is Tour de Trees. Each year, they host this fully supported multi-day bike tour for about 100 riders. This year, in late September, riders will pedal about 425 miles in the southern New England area while attending outreach events along the way. You can be part of Tour de Trees as a rider or donate to the cause. Go to tourdetrees.org. Jonathan is going to give us some great highlights about the bike tour and also all about Tree Fund. Here we go. Well, a very warm welcome to Jonathan Kane. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm really good. So, of course, people who have read the intro for this podcast or the title of the episode, they know that we're going to be talking about trees and the connection between trees and bike riding. So I'm really happy to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, great. Thanks. And, you know, it's funny. So I started with Tree Fund only a couple of years ago. I just about to come up on 3 years now. And it is amazing how many people that are in the arboriculture community are also very into cycling.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It just seems like a natural connection there.
Yeah. And one example of that, I have a cycling club here in my hometown, which, you know, we're well over 500 people, and not everybody bikes every week, but right, at least twice a year, we go out and plant trees. So we connect with the arborist in the neighboring town, and we bike to that town, and they have a space already ready for us and give us a little lesson how to, you know, plant trees the correct way so that they can thrive. And it's so fun. You know, usually these places are on the bike trail. So then now when I ride by, I'm like, oh, that's my tree right there. I put that in the ground.
Oh, well, you and I are going to have to talk after we're done with this because I probably know some people in the area that would be more than happy to join in with you and your group and help plant trees.
Oh, excellent. That. Yeah.
So I may get you a couple extra folks for that.
Okay. And I should give us a shout out. One of our cycling club members is Mike Simprich, and he is an arborist in the city of Marion. So
yes, I know Mike.
Yeah, he's a superstar. He's a great cyclist and, of course, you know, helps us with all of our love of trees. Okay.
That's what we're doing.
So yeah, before we get into more about the Tree Fund and about Tour de Trees, will you tell the listeners where you live?
Yes, I am just outside of Chicago.
Oh, okay. Okay. And are you into biking in the Chicago area, or do you stick to trails, or do you just stick to planting trees?
Well, I do a little bit of biking. I am a mostly a runner, former collegiate runner,
okay.
and still kept that up afterwards. But I do a lot of biking, mostly for training for triathlons and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point in time where I was doing some cyclocross races, which I always found were super fun. I just haven't had time to do one lately.
Yeah.
But these last couple of years, I have gotten on my bike a little bit more and started to explore a little bit farther, you know, going more than the, you know, hour long bike ride than what I would typically put
sure.
myself through sometimes.
Yeah.
But I've done a couple. I actually did my first road century style tour last year. I did a 50 mile ride road ride, but I've done a big event around here, the bike, the drive on Lakeshore Drive,
Yeah.
right up along Lake Michigan there. I've done that for several years. I love that event. And then I've done some other smaller stuff too, just in local forest preserves or stuff. I used to do a Toys for Tots ride
Oh.
every year, which would take place in December, and it would always be super cold.
Oh, yeah.
And I always joke that that's where I got my one cup of coffee a year, because the bar we ended at only served coffee in the morning. So that was the only time of the year I ever drank coffee. But unfortunately, that event no longer exists.
So, yeah. And it would be pretty dicey on weather. I mean, cold is one thing, but it's Chicago. It could be
Yep.
snow, sleet, ice, the whole works.
There were definitely some times where it was very cold. We wouldn't typically go when it was icy, but there were
Yeah.
usually a lot of layers being worn.
Yeah. And I did bike the drive this past year. It's amazing. Like, if listeners have not experienced bike the drive, you should at least Google it, because like they shut down major roads just for cycling for that day. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and if you go early enough, which I always recommend people do, being able to see the sunrise over Lake Michigan is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so you are the communications and engagement manager at a company called Tree Fund, which
Yes.
I know tree is all capital, so I bet you that stands for something more than the physical name tree. So will you tell the listeners what Tree Fund is all about?
It does, yes, and I will. So TREE stands for Tree Research and Education Endowment Fund. And what we are a nonprofit that works with arborists and tree researchers. And we distribute grants for tree research for multiple areas of basically anything that you need to know in order to properly plant and care for trees. We probably have a grant that gets associated with that. And then we also have scholarship programs that we have for students that will be either in college programs or will be going into college programs that will help them later on in life in the tree care industry.
So is it an organization that, of course it's going to help people who are, like you just mentioned, going into the field of either being an arborist or trees specifically, but does it also benefit people like me who just am like, hey, I want to put a tree in my backyard and I don't really know how to go about that?
Well, it does. There are ways that it can help a non-tree person, but the biggest way that it helps is that we work very closely with certified arborists, specifically the ISA, which is the International Society of Arboriculture. And what they do is they certify arborists, and they do different certification programs. Like, in order to be a certified arborist, you need to have a certain amount of like learning credits throughout the year.
Oh,
Um,
okay.
so so a lot of our research grants, when they go out to these researchers, after the research is done, these researchers will go out and they will actually present to different chapters. The ISA has several different chapters throughout the entire country, and these arborists will go to these conventions for 2 or 3 days and just learn stuff and learn stuff and learn stuff and get these credits that they need in order to continue their in order to continue their certification. And then on top of that, we actually offer some free online webinars. The first one actually will be on March 19th, if I can give a plug for that
Oh,
one. They can
sure.
find
Yeah,
the
please
info
do.
for that. The info for that's on our website, which is treefund.org. And these are free to watch, and we offer credits for those as well. And you don't have to be an arborist to watch it. You can watch it. They're an hour long, and they each one has a different topic about a specific researcher and the research they did that came from one of our grants. So, to answer your question, we kind of help out the general public more by giving these arborists and tree care professionals what they need in order to properly care for trees and make sure that that they're living and that they're getting planted in the right place and doing all the right things.
A quick interruption to tell you this week's episode is sponsored by the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. Located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, this is the outdoor enthusiast, ideal place to stay for fun and relaxation. The lodge is nestled at the base of Pikes Peak and just a half mile from Garden of the Gods Park. Learn more at bicycleresort.com. Now back to the show.
So several years back here in Iowa, we had an inland hurricane, which is called a derecho.
Yes.
And it wiped out about, 50% of our tree canopy in our community, and which was terrible. Obviously nobody wants to lose that many trees. But it was an interesting time because, again, back to that bike club that I run, we couldn't ride our bikes because most roads were closed because of trees that were down. So we were connecting that way, where we would go to people's homes and help remove the trees from their yard. So the point of my story here is that it was so interesting, these 100-year-old trees that had been, broken and fell, to look inside. Like, it's one of those rare times where mm-hmm. you're like, let's look inside this tree and see the rings, and you can see what happened, several, hundreds of years ago. It was just really, really interesting. And I wish I would have had an arborist with me that could have said, look what happened this year.
Yeah, we are actually just doing this. We're doing this podcast just a couple of years too late, because actually the Tour de Trees, the ride that we'll be talking about in just a minute, actually came through Iowa in 2022.
Oh.
And we learned all about the derecho and all about all the different things that a lot of the different communities are doing to help replace some of the trees that were lost. And all that, because obviously at that time, a lot of the different communities that we were going through were working with, arborists and their city departments about, what needs to be done, what needs to be put where, how this can be replaced, what needs to be taken down because it's possibly failing. And, mm-hmm. and so we were able to learn a lot about that. So that was a great learning experience for us. Like I said, I don't think I've mentioned it yet, actually. So the Tour de Trees is an outreach event that we do so we can educate the public about, proper tree care. But at the same time, we like to learn what different things are going on in these areas that mm-hmm. we go to as far as what they need to do to properly care for their trees.
Okay, well, that's a good segue into Tour de Trees. So, you can go to, like Jonathan mentioned, treefund.org to see more information about the organization. But one of your main events, or maybe I'll let you speak for it, is one of your main events, Tour de Trees.
Yes, actually, it is our main event. It is our biggest fundraising and outreach event for the year. And it is a bike ride that has been going on since 1992.
Wow.
I know I'm going to forget that, but I believe it's 1992. So it's been going on for a long time. The event actually predates Tree Fund itself.
Oh.
And it's a great group of riders that go from location to location to location every year, learning about trees and riding their bikes and enjoying the enjoying everything that the country has to offer.
Mm-hmm. And is this a bicycle tour or a race?
It is a bicycle tour. Mm-hmm. It is not a race. It is not timed or anything like that. The last bunch of years, it's been 5 days. Every once in a while, it'll go up to six. In the early days, sometimes they would do a week or more.
Okay.
But now it's pretty much 5 days every year. And then it is typically either a point-to-point or a loop, starting and ending in the same city. But we go from city to city to city. And then we'll have stops along the way, but we take care of all the different hotel accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of getting everyone's bag from one place to the other. We have the SAG support. We provide all the meals. So we are kind of a full service tour for cyclists. And we typically have just under 100 riders each year. This year we are hoping to get up to 100 riders,
mm-hmm.
Because it's actually the 100-year celebration of the ISA.
Oh,
so we're
nice.
Trying to tie that in with everything that they're doing as well. So we're hoping to get that 100 riders.
Cool. Okay, so it's called Tour de Trees. Mm-hmm. And will you tell us the dates for this year, 2024? And then also, have you determined where it's going to be going?
Yes. So for this year, it is September 22nd through 28th. And how we do that is the first day, September 22nd, is our check-in day. So we'll have a couple hours where all of our riders can check in, pick up their materials, all their goodies and everything. And then that evening we'll have dinner and an orientation for everything. And then this year we do actually have some additional events that we're doing, which I'll get to in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then we will have 5 days of riding. And that'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Saturday is our departure day, where we'll have breakfast in the morning together. And then we'll either all take off. We'll either drive everybody back to where they need to go to, or mm-hmm. if they need to get on a plane, they can either use the hotel shuttle or whatever. It's our departure day. Mm-hmm. And it's 7 days altogether and then 5 days of riding.
And do all the cyclists... Are they typically arborists, or do they have to be?
No, they do not have to be. Most of them are, just because there are a bunch of people that are really supportive of Tree Fund and really they really care about the importance of tree research. So mm-hmm. they want to make sure that they can help with that funding. So most of them are, but that doesn't mean that you have to be. We have several that, they've come every single year, and they will admit that they are not. Or, well, maybe I should say at the beginning, they were not necessarily a tree person. They were more of a cyclist, but they eventually became tree people and learned to appreciate trees even more than what they had originally.
Yeah, that's awesome. And tell us the location of the event this year.
So we are in southern New England this year. Mm. So we will be starting in Stamford, Connecticut. Stamford, Connecticut, the reason why we're starting there is it is home of the Bartlett Arboretum. And the Bartlett Arboretum is the location where the ISA got started 100 years ago. So we are doing a kickoff celebration to celebrate 100 years of the ISA, and mm. that's why we're starting in that location. And from there, we will be heading east through Connecticut, through Rhode Island, through Massachusetts, and then we'll be doing a loop around Martha's Vineyard, which will be super pretty. We're actually working out the ferry details for that right now. Mm. So we'll ferry all the riders across, do a loop around the island, and then ferry everybody back that evening. And then we will do our final leg from Falmouth, Massachusetts, to Providence, and that'll be our longest. That'll actually be our longest day. It'll be 100 plus miles for that last day.
Okay, and we don't have to go through every single day, but what's a typical day like? Are you showing cyclists? You know, are you going to tree focused places? Are you, just having them ride bikes? Or give us a little insight into a typical day.
Sure. Well, obviously, a lot of that time gets taken up by riding your bike.
Yep.
Because we'll be covering about 425 miles over those 5 days. So a typical day usually has around 80 miles of riding. What we do, we will set up several stops in between the departure location and the arrival location. Mm-hmm. Some of them will be just general aid stations that we'll have. Obviously, we'll have lunch out there. But in addition to that, we do also schedule several outreach events. And these outreach events can be tree plantings, or they can be meet and greets with local groups or local arborist groups or local cycling groups, even. We have, we'll work closely with them, or local volunteer groups, or anything where that we could set up that we can either learn about what is going on in the area, or that we can teach people about proper tree care and the reason why we're out there and doing what we're doing. We will set those kind of things up, and we'll usually do a couple of those per day depending on where it is we're going. But then one of the events that all of our riders always love is one of our riders is from Canada, and he is an author and presenter, and he has a children's presentation that he does at schools and libraries and park districts, and he does this all over the world. And his alter ego is Professor Elwood Pricklethorn. And you can actually look up his website and his book. That's at pricklethorn.com. And you can see, I think almost all of the photos he has on there are actually from Torta Trees events from the past.
Oh, nice, yeah.
But he does this wonderful children's presentation that all of our riders try to catch at least one of them as they're out there riding. But it's a great thing. He really gets engaged with the kids and teaches them all about why trees are important and why, you know, they should care about trees as they get older. And what they can do to do that.
This event sounds amazing. You know, your riders are getting significant miles in each day, but then also experiencing so much. And I'm assuming the route is just beautiful based on the states that you mentioned.
Yes, I actually have never personally been to New England, so this will be my first time. But we work very closely with a lot of our local riders. Whenever we go to these places, we tend to have a committee of local riders that we know that help us out with that. And then we try to engage with some of the local groups as well if we need to, just to figure out where some of the best actual routes are. So so between our riders that know the area and some of the local connections that we have, we try to put together a beautiful route. And this year should be much less hilly than what we did last year when we went over the Sierra Nevada mountain range, which was rather tough. But, you know, we have to throw that tough one in every couple of years.
So. That's right. Yeah. And so that probably answers my next question. But is the route is different every year, right?
Yes. So we go to a different location every year. And actually, we don't really double up. There are very few locations that we've been to that we've actually been to in the past. So we'll be in New England this year. It won't be our first New England tour, but we'll be going to some areas that we have not been to before. We've never been to Martha's Vineyard before, so that'll be new to us.
Oh, yeah.
And then in 2025, if anybody wants to plan ahead, we know that we'll be going to Michigan, but we don't know exactly where we're going, but it'll probably be like west side of the state, but that's what we're working on for 2025.
Wow. Okay, so cyclists can, you know, enjoy beautiful miles and lots of focus on trees and all that good stuff, but the bottom line is this event is a fundraiser. So will you give some highlights of the expectations of riders so that, you know, this is effective for both of them and people at Tree Fund?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll start with the purpose of the ride itself. So the funds for this that get raised by the riders, and then anything that we get from partners as well, goes directly towards Tree Fund. And it helps us to distribute these grants. Sometimes grants are not necessarily fully funded and they need to have additional money put into them to help us actually distribute things. So the purpose of the ride and the reason that we're raising these funds is that we can use those funds to actually go towards research and education, you know, which is the purpose of Tree Fund, obviously. So that's why we're doing it. And then what we do is, in order to ride, and you don't have to ride all 5 days, you can ride anywhere from 1 to 5 days. You can choose. And the riders have to fundraise depending on the number of days that they're cycling. So the great news is that the registration for this whole thing, for this whole week where we take care of all the hotels and all the meals and all the everything, registration is only $100.
Wow.
So that's all an individual rider has to pay. The fundraising, on top of that, we provide all of the riders with a fundraising page where they can, you know, ask, you know, friends, family, corporations, whoever, to make donations. If you are doing all 5 days of the ride, your minimum fundraising requirement is $3,700. And then it gets less from there if you do 4 days, 3 days, 2 days. So that is the commitment for that. But with that, I'll plug all of our goodies because I know people love getting all of these goodies. So in addition to hotels and meals, stuff like that, we also give all of our riders two jersey credits. If they're doing anywhere from 3 to 5 days, they get two jersey credits, which can be used towards any of our custom cycling apparel for that year. So we have jerseys, we have jackets, we have shorts and other accessories, which has that year's logo on it. So that is that's something that they'll be able to buy and they'll receive as soon as they get to the tour. And then you also receive two water bottles, a t-shirt, a hat. You get a free cycling helmet, which has been donated from CASC. They've been a great partner of us for years. So you get a free cycling helmet when you arrive. And then a bunch of other goodies in your goodie bag as well.
Wow.
So you get a lot of stuff.
Right. Well, and then on top of it, the you know, being able to have a place to stay each night in a hotel, and I'm assuming any sort of transfers of luggage and gear and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. We have a great luggage crew that works very hard in the morning and then very hard in the afternoon to load up the trucks with everybody's with everybody's luggage and then drive all the way to the next location and unload everybody's stuff so that it is there in our bike room when they arrive.
Wow. All right. Well, tell people where they can go to find out more information and also if whether or not registration is open now.
Absolutely. Well, registration is open now. Registration will be open until the end of July for anyone that might be interested in participating. And then they can find all of the info on Tree Fund or the Tour to Trees. They can find that at treefund.org. So that's treefund.org. So you'll see all the information about our charity and then about the ride. There's a Tour to Trees tab on there where they can learn all about it. If anybody would like to make a donation to either a rider or to a chapter, and the chapters are all pretty much done by state. So there's, I think there's 30 something chapters that ISA has, and almost every state has their own or a couple of them combined, like New England has their own chapter in the Rocky Mountains. There's a couple of states for that. But if anyone would like to make a donation to a team, that will go towards any of the riders that are on that team and helps out with their fundraising. Or if they'd like to make a general donation just to the event itself, they can do that. And that website is tourdetrees.org, and that is tourdestrees.org. We do have a fundraising goal this year of $410,000. So that is what we are aiming to get by the end of this campaign. And then if the last question was, you know what? The one thing that I did want to point out, which you didn't ask, is if anybody would like to support Tree Fund, but they can't necessarily make it out to New England or anything like that.
Yeah.
We do actually have a virtual event that we do in addition to the in-person tour. So we have a virtual Tour to Trees, and the information is on the website for that. And there's no commitment. It's a $50 registration. You can do your miles and your fundraising on your own time. It just has to be done by the end of August. And if you do 425 miles either on your bike or by walking or by running or by swimming, you can record all of your miles on your fundraising page. And if you hit that goal, and then you also hit a couple of fundraising tiers that we have, there's a $425 fundraising tier. And if you are able to raise that amount, you get a custom short sleeve t-shirt from Volaire. And then if you hit the $1,000 mark, you get a free choice of either a cycling jersey or a tech hoodie that you can get also from Volaire. So there's something for everybody.
And will you give us just a little overview of a fundraising page? So let's just say someone listening's like, I want to do this bike ride. You know, I'll pay the $100. What sort of help does Tree Fund provide to riders to get help them get to their fundraising goals?
Sure. So all of the different pages for fundraising are on that site at tourdetrees.org, and everybody will get their own individual page. And the nice thing is that if somebody doesn't want to put any work into putting together a fundraising page, they just want to have the link that they can send to their friends. There is a generic logo that is there for the picture. There is some generic text that is there for the text, and they all get their own personal website, and they don't need to do anything else as far as putting in additional information.
Nice.
If they would like to do more than that, throw in information about why they chose to ride, why they, why they think trees are important, why they think tree care is important. They can throw their photo in there. They can link their Strava to the app that we have that goes along with the fundraising page, so they're able to track their miles and their activities as we lead up to the event, and they're able to share personal messages and stuff on there, and email any of their supporters directly from that site as well. So it's a great website for you to be as creative as you like to help spread the word about why you are participating.
Wow. All right. So we have tourtotrees.org. And then we also have treefund.org. So both of those are great resources to learn more about the organization.
Yes.
Is there anything else I didn't ask or that you want to share?
It'd be great to have some of your listeners come out. And if anybody has any questions or anything, my name is all over the websites, actually both of the websites. My name's all over there. I'm always happy to answer any questions about the ride. And if anybody does hear this and wants to join in, I will say that we have some of the greatest and welcoming, most welcoming group of riders that you'll meet. We often refer to our riders as our Tour de Trees family, and they will refer to themselves as that as well. These are people that some of them have been riding with each other for 20 years, and they look forward to seeing each other every year at this event. And, you know, they talk to each other throughout the year, and they visit each other's houses, and they go to each other's weddings, and all of that stuff. So it's a great group of folks that we always welcome in anyone that has an interest in trees or even just in biking and wants to be a welcoming person and someone who wants to learn and help spread that love of trees.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, cycling and love of trees is a very nice connection. And I bet you a lot of people out there listening are like, yeah, I do like both of those things.
You definitely, as you're cycling through some of these areas and you're starting to see, you know, when you get the, you know, idea of, you know, I'm out here because of trees, you seem to have a lot more appreciation for, you know, looking up as you're going by some of these trees along the route and appreciating why they're there and what it took for them to be there.
Yeah.
And in some cases, how long they've been there, just because you think about it. And, you know, some of these trees will go by have been there for 50 years, 70 years, you know, and you could tell that that tree has seen a lot and will continue to see a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting perspective there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's the perspective you end up getting when you're done with the ride.
Right. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on the podcast to talk about Tree Fund and Tour de Trees. And it sounds like a really cool event that I hope people will go at least check out the website.
Yes, that'd be great. If nothing else, please check out our website and keep tabs on us. For future years, if we're in your neighborhood 1 year, it'd be great to have more people out. Mm-hmm. And then if you are interested more in trees or learning about trees, definitely sign up for our newsletter. Definitely try to watch some of our webinars. And I will always say, if you ever have something that needs to be done with a tree in your yard or your neighborhood, just make sure you consult a certified arborist.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Well, thank you. Great to be on.
Well, listeners, that's it for this week. Email me at morphologypodcast@gmail.com if you have a topic or the name of a cyclist you find interesting. Support my podcast at patreon.com/morphology and visit both my Facebook and Instagram pages for daily entertainment. I have more great episodes in the pipeline, so I hope you continue to be a Morphology Podcast listener.